No, there certainly isn't in Papua New Guinea, and I dare say throughout the Pacific. And there's certainly something of a disconnect in most countries, particularly in Papua New Guinea, between TB programs and HIV programs. They often tend to operate, as they do here in Papua New Guinea, quite separately. So one of the issues for us is to try to build more synergy, more connection, more sharing, and eventually hoping to have really totally integrated programs, but we're a long way from that.
It's a bit sad, isn't it? Because if the early testing is done, the life expectancy is 50% better. So you'd think that that would be incentive enough.
Well, you certainly would, but again, we have so many challenges in the health systems in Papua New Guinea and throughout the region. Very low capacity, very poorly resourced surveillance systems, non-functioning surveillance systems, plenty of structural issues to deal with before we can actually, begin actually getting solid data and really building the systems that we need working for us.
The data, as you say, isn't as good as you would like, but we do know the high burden or the high exposure categories, the at risk, the most at risk categories. So would that be a starting point to actually make sure that they are tested ahead of the rest?
Absolutely, and there is no population more at risk, certainly in the context of Papua New Guinea, than people living with HIV. And we know that, getting people onto antiretroviral therapy early, getting them tested for TB, getting them on TB medications, very important. But again, tuberculosis is a disease of poverty, of overcrowding, of many of the social issues that Papua New Guinea faces. And so we have to deal with, a whole range of social issues, the drivers of tuberculosis as well as HIV in order to make a difference. And that's a much larger task.
Now, the rate we know of new cases of HIV, AIDS in PNG is slowing, but that's not the case for TB cases.
No, absolutely not. And unfortunately, in Papua New Guinea, we now have confirmed not just tuberculosis, but drug-resistant tuberculosis, and now, unfortunately, a handful of extra drug-resistant tuberculosis cases. And the cost of dealing with, drug-resistant and extra drug-resistant cases is absolutely extraordinary. I don't have figures, but if we have increasing numbers in both these cases, dealing with TB becomes a very, very expensive proposition and something that government really isn't going to want to have to deal with. So we need to get control of this before we really have a completely runaway TB epidemic with greater drug resistance.
How far off are we from a runaway epidemic?
Quite honestly, I don't think very far. If you look at the figures, latest World Bank figures, which go back as far as 2009 in Papua New Guinea, show a prevalence rate of 337 per 100,000. And if you compare that to the figure for Australia, which is 6.5, there's a massive difference. Incidence in Papua New Guinea, 348 per 100,000. In Australia, 7. So that translates into roughly 15,000 new cases of tuberculosis in Papua New Guinea annually. And according to the World Health Organization, around 3,500 deaths each year. TB is treatable. TB is something that is preventable, unlike HIV. So this is really quite a tragedy.
So the TB goes with HIV because of a diminished immune system. But with these two, what does it take to turn around? Is it the fact that the treatments are too expensive or not available, or it's just simply people aren't getting diagnosed early enough?
People aren't getting diagnosed early enough, most definitely, but there, as I say, the programs that deal with HIV and the programs that deal with tuberculosis in PNG, and I think in many countries around the Pacific, are siloed. So if you have someone attending a testing site for HIV, and they should be routinely tested for tuberculosis, given that there's around a 30% infection rate, co-infection with TB. But because the programs are siloed and separated, you know, people are referred to a TB testing site, and that's a burden for people in a place like Papua New Guinea. They may, you know, have to take a bus. It requires bus fare. They then have to spend another day or two away from work while they stand in line waiting to be dealt with. You know, we lose people to follow up because of the difficulties that it presents people to, you know, do the follow-up. So we need to be really focusing on making sure that when someone's tested for HIV, they're offered a TB test. When someone goes to a clinic and to be tested for TB, they're at the same time offered an HIV test. We need to integrate these programs and prevent that loss to follow-up that I think is really in some ways driving the high incidence and prevalence rates.